and welcome to episode 39 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on October 20th, 2011. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Have you ever felt sad, downtrodden, down in the dumps? Have you ever had a day where nothing seemed to go your way? Maybe you lost your favorite toy. Perhaps you were not able to do something that you really wanted to do. As you listen to this story, consider the following. What do you do to cheer yourself up? A Glummy, Gloomy Halloween by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Glum the Goblin twirled a long, bony finger into his ear and pulled out a large chunk of wax. It coiled around his digit like a python squeezing prey. Glum looked around the cave, wondering where he should fling the yellow glob when his brother Gloom came around the corner. Glum took aim and was about to launch the sticky chunk of goo at his brother's long green nose when he changed his mind. Instead, he just ate it. Glum watched his brother pace around the cave in a huff. By the way he was snorting and scraping his nails along the walls, he could tell Gloom was nervous about something.
"What's wrong with you, Gloom?" asked Glum in a squeaky, crackly voice. "You look like a werewolf chasing his tail."
"Nothing," Gloom said with a grimace, his voice much deeper than his brother's. "Just nervous about tomorrow is all."
"Nervous? Nervous about what? Tomorrow is the best night of the year," Glum said with a sarcastic snicker. "After all, tomorrow is Halloween."
"I know that,"
Glum shouted, his triangular ears twitching as his head shook. "Don't you think I know that?" Then, before Glum could say another word, his brother stomped his large green feet on the muddy floor and sulked off deeper into the cavern. Glum scratched his bald head, white flakes flying in every direction. He knew what was really bothering his brother, because it bothered him too. Since they were little whelps, Gloom had dreamt of having a birthday party. But with a birthday falling on Halloween night, it meant they always went out to scare children instead of having a birthday party. Glum guessed that his brother was taking it particularly hard this year. But then a smile crawled onto Glum's face as an idea bubbled into his brain. Donning his deerskin vest, Glum raced into the cold October night. A few minutes later, Glum knocked on the door of the old cottage in the woods.
"Come in,"
came a dry, raspy cackle from behind the dilapidated door. Glum pushed the door open to find Winkle the Witch standing in her kitchen stirring a concoction in a colossal cauldron. Her black robes were caked in white dust. A cylindrical charcoal hat covered her greasy, scraggly hair.
"Well, speak your mind, Glum, my chum," said the wacky witch. "You look like a herd of black cats just crossed your path. Could you do me a favor?" asked Glum. "Can you make Gloom a cake and bring it to a birthday party for him tomorrow night?"
Winkle wiggled the wart at the end of her wrinkly nose.
"Tomorrow night? You're one snail tail short of a full potion, Glum. I can't do that. I've already got plans. After all, tomorrow is Halloween."
Glum groaned.
"I understand."
Disappointment dangled like a spider from a web.
"Thanks anyway."
Glum wished Winkle a happy Halloween. Shoulders slumped, Glum shuffled out of the shack, hoping he'd have better luck with his next visit. A few minutes later, Glum reached the tomb in the middle of the cemetery. He knocked on the thick stone door and heard a deep, slow voice say,
"Come in."
Glum pushed the door open to find Morose the mummy messing with orange and black streamers on the wall. He was twirling in place, ribbons wrapping around his body.
"Glum,
Why so grim?
The striped mummy asked, seeing the distress on the goblin's face.
You look like someone just ate the last piece of Halloween candy.
Could you do me a favor? Asked Glum. Can you help me decorate for a birthday party for Gloom tomorrow night?
Morose moaned.
Tomorrow night? Your bandages must be wrapped a bit too tightly, Glum. I can't do that for tomorrow. I've already got plans. After all, tomorrow is Halloween.
Glum groaned.
I understand.
Disappointment dripping like drool from a dirty dog.
Thanks, anyway.
Glum wished Morose a happy Halloween. Shoulders slumped, Glum tiptoed out of the tomb, hoping he'd have better luck with his last visit. Rounding a corner and down a couple blocks, Glum came to the creepy castle. He knocked on the old oak door and heard a sly, sleek voice say, "Come in." Glum pushed the door open to find Vlad the Vampire cracking his knuckles. The dim light of the candles resting on the top of the piano flickered about the room. Vlad pulled his stool up to the piano and popped open the panel covering the keys.
"Why so bummed, Glum?" pondered the pale-faced pianist. "You look more peaked than a pumpkin at a carving contest."
"Could you do me a favor?" asked Glum. "Can you come to a birthday party for Gloom tomorrow night and play a few tunes?"
Vlad looked vexed as he gazed at Glum.
"Tomorrow night? Have the bats in your belfry completely flown the coop? I can't do that for tomorrow. I've already got plans. After all, tomorrow is Halloween."
Glum groaned. "I understand." Disappointment dragging like the bonds of a banshee.
"Thanks, anyway."
Glum wished Vlad a happy Halloween. Shoulders slumped, Glum clambered out of the castle, doleful, despondent, and dejected. For the rest of the evening, Glum found himself wandering around from place to place, trying to think of a way to surprise his brother, but every idea ended with the same dilemma. Tomorrow was Halloween, and everyone would be busy. Somber, forlorn, and troubled, Glum traipsed around until dawn. Too exhausted and worried to go back to his cave, he curled up into a ball under a bridge to sleep the day away. When Glum awoke at sundown, the morbid sense of doom returned to flood his shriveled blue heart. He shambled back toward the cave, cheerless and distressed, burdened by the idea that he'd have to face his brother for another year without a party. Glum pushed aside the boulder covering the entrance and stepped inside his empty cave.
"Glum, are you here?"
Glum called out gravely, expecting to find his brother weeping in the corner, but there was no reply. Instead, Glum stepped out from behind a stalagmite and said,
"Oh, there you are, Glum. I was wondering when you'd get here. I have something to show you."
"What is it?"
Glum said woefully.
"This!" shouted Glum. "Surprise!
Surprise!
Surprise!
Surprise!"
came a chorus of voices. All at once, each of his spooktacular friends stepped out from behind stalagmites all around the cave. Winkle and Morose and Vlad were all there. Winkle held a cake with orange and black frosting. Morose immediately began unwrapping himself to hang up streamers. Vlad glided over to the organ in the side of the cave and shouted, "A one, and a two, and a one, two, three!" He played the birthday song as everyone sang along. When the song was over, they all shouted,
"Happy birthday, Glum! And happy birthday to you too, Gloom!"
A smile exploded across Glum the Goblin's face.
"Glum, you planned a surprise party for me?"
Glum asked.
I sure did, brother,
Gloom said, with the wink of his one green eye.
After all, we are twins.
We hope you enjoyed the story. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Alex, who is turning 5, Julia, who is turning 1, and Raz, who is turning 5. We hope your days sparkled. From the Nightlight household to yours, we hope you have a spooktacular Halloween. Be safe and have fun. What are you giving out to all the trick-or-treaters who'll be visiting your house this Halloween? Chocolate eyeballs? Gummy fingers? Sugary spider webs? All of those sound like creepy fun, but if you're looking for something educational to give away, consider printing off the cards we have over at nightlightstories.net and handing them out to the ghosts and goblins who visit your house. You'd be giving them the gift of hours of free stories for them to enjoy. As always, we look forward to the many stories we can scare up together.